Okay. Good morning, everyone. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Moriah, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for David Herman, Rav Mordechai David ben Shmuel Chaim, Alav HaShalom, as well as for Dr. Joe Rosenbaum's father, Nechemia ben Chana Esther. May all the neshamas have an aliyah in the merit of the learning that we'll do together. We are on, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed. We are on the Mishnah, the very bottom of Chav Tesman Beis. Let's pick it up from the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, HaMechabe Esaner B'nei Shum Siyarim B'nei Goyim B'nei Nachrim. If a person extinguishes the candle on Shabbos because the non-Jews had made a decree that on some of their Yomim Tovim, light is only allowed to be on in their Beis Avodah Zarah. No one else is allowed to have a light on. So you see the authorities coming, so you extinguish the candle. Umipnei Listim. Or, now this is a little bit funny, or because of robbers. There's robbers running around the town, and you, Dafka, don't want robbers to know there are people in the house. Because if they know there's a light on in the house, they're going to come into your house. It's interesting. Nowadays, people leave a light on so that the robbers should not come into the house. But in the times of the Gemara, they left the light on. If the light was on, people would know there are people, and then they'd come and rob you. So you extinguish the light so people should not know there's anybody there. Like in times of war, right, when they're bombing, so you have to shut all the lights in the city. It's like this in Eretz Yisrael in the Yom Kippur War. They made everybody shut all the lights down so people bombing couldn't know that there was anybody there. Mipnei ruach ra, or sometimes a person, I don't know, he's got some illness or something, and that when the lights are on, so it's worse. He's dreaming all kinds of things. When the lights are off, he's more at peace. Mipnei achol sheyishan, or that a sick person should sleep. Pater. In all these cases, you're not extinguishing because you actually want the matter that you're extinguishing. You're extinguishing for some side reason, some other reason not really directly connected to, you know, needing the thing. The Gemara is going to explain why you're putter in all this case, especially in the Chola case. The Gemara is going to say the Chola case is going to be a Chola sheyeshbo Sakana, that it's mutter l'chadchila really, but it really shouldn't have said pater avalasar. It's mutter l'chadchila. That's going to be that case. Now, the Gemara is going to explain in all these scenarios what's going on over here, why you're pater in all these situations. However, if you're doing this kas al aner, the reason you're extinguishing is because you want the... you're afraid that the fire is getting too hot and it's going to break, it's going to destroy the candle. So you're trying to save. Kechas is from the language of chus v'rachem aleinu. Chas, you're chas on the ner. That you care about the, you have mercy on the ner, or chas ala shemen, you need the oil, you want it to stop burning the oil because you realize you need the oil. Chas ala psilo, or you need the wick. Chayev. So if you do that b'shogig, so you're chayev echatas. If you do it b'mezid, you're chayev skila. So the Gemara is going to say this is going to be the case of malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Like in this case, you actually want directly the fire, or you want the wick or the oil there. So that's considered to be direct, or the candle. If it's for the purpose of that thing itself, then you're chayev. But if it's just for some side purpose, nothing really to do with the actual wick or oil or candle, it's a side purpose, then you're going to be putter. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, that you don't want it for the malacha itself. You want it for a side purpose. We'll see in the Gemara. So if it is for the actual shemen or chas al psil or the ner, then you're chayiv. Rabbi Yossi poter b'chulan. Rabbi Yossi says no, you're putter in all these cases, chutz min hapsila. Except if you want the wick itself, the Gemara is going to explain, because by that extinguishing, you are creating a coal by extinguishing. You're creating this black coal on the tip of the wick, and that itself is considered to be a melacha hatzricha legufa, but everything else is ein tzricha legufa. We'll explain in the Gemara. Let's take a look. Says the Gemara. So this is a classic example, the Gemara is saying here, of a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Now let's translate melacha shein tzricha legufa. Melacha is machlokas Rashi. Tos is exactly what it means. But basically it means where you do a melacha, but you don't want the purpose that the melacha was really in the Mishkan. When they did this melacha in the Mishkan, you don't want the same result that they wanted in the Mishkan. So you didn't do it. You're doing it for some side reason, not for the reason that they did it in the Mishkan, or not for the usual reason that somebody would extinguish something. Like these examples of where you're extinguishing the candle so that the light shouldn't bother you. So in general, there's a machlokas all over Shas. Rabbi Yehuda holds melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayav, and Rabbi Shimon says melacha shein tzricha legufa is pater. Rabbi Yehuda says chayav. So the Gemara wants to know who is the Mishnah going like? Who is the Mishnah going like? So, according to Rabbi Shimon, gentlemen, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're only chayav for extinguishing if you are extinguishing in order to make a coal, meaning that the extinguishing is for the sake of the coal itself. You're lighting a fire, and then you're getting rid of the fire because you want the coal. You want the coal. That's something positive that comes from it, because you want something positive out of it. That's a melacha tzricha legufa. But if you're doing it just because you don't want the fire around, that's ein tzricha legufa. And Rabbi Shimon would say you're pater. Rabbi Yehuda would say chayev. So that's lechol what's going on in the Mishnah. So let's see. Says the Gemara, midekatani seifa, from the fact that it says in the end of the Mishnah chayev, that chasal on there, chasal Hashem and chasal apsila. If you're intending to have rachmanis on the nair and the psila, you're chayev. Shma mina, Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, that if you want the actual thing, then you're chayev. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. But, so the Gemara says, wait, if the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda that says malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayev, resha, in other words, chasal aner, chasal apsila, there, if you just want the candle, or you want the wick, but it's not for the pechem, it's not for the coal, but it's you want to just save the candle, save the wick, that sounds like also malacha shein tzricha legufa, even in the end of the Mishnah, where it says chayev. So it sounds like malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayev, like Rabbi Yehuda. So wait a second. So resha b'maya skinan. So wait a second. So what are we talking about in the resha? What cup of chol are we talking about? If we're talking about a chol sheyesh bo sakana, mutter mi boile. It should have said not pater avalaser in the ratio. It should have said mutter. It's a chol sheyesh bo sakana, so obviously you're allowed to extinguish. V'ibachol sheyem bo sakana. If we're talking about a chol sheyem bo sakana, then chayev chatas mi boile. If you're holding malacha shein tzricha legufa as chayev, then you should be chayev in the ratio also. Answers the Gemara, you're right. La'olam b'chol sheyesh bo sakana. Really, we're talking about a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Uvedinu de listening mutter. It should have said mutter. V'ayde b'ayle misne seifa chayev. Since in the seifa it used the word chayev, so the opposite of chayev is usually putter. Tananami bereisha putter. So putter is the opposite of chayev. But you're right. Really, it meant mutter. Asks the Gemara. Well, the Gemara actually adds on. V'hadatani rabo shaya im b'shvel achol sheyishon. Lo yichbe v'im kava pater avalaser, but this that Rab Oshia adds in a brisa that if you're extinguishing a candle so that a chola should be able to sick, so then you should not do it lechatchila. But if you did it, it's pater avalaser. Hahi b'chol she'ein bo sakana. V'Rabbi Shimon he. That's talking about a chola she'ein bo sakana. So a chola she'ein bo sakana, you're not allowed to violate a malacha doraisa for a chola she'ein bo sakana. So l'chadchila, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it's pater avalaser. That's going like Rabbi Shimon, who holds malacha she'ein atzrich l'gufa is pater avalaser. Pater avalaser. According to Rabbi Shimon, malacha she'ein atzrich l'gufa is pater avalaser. So if it's a chola she'ein bo sakana, it would be pater avalaser. But in our mission, it's talking about a chola she'yesh bo sakana, and therefore it is mutter. Now, the Gemara continues. Shol she'ela zu le'ela merabbi tanchem dimin noi. They asked the following question in front of Rabbi Tanchem from Noi. Ma'u l'chabos botzina denura mekame b'isha b'shabata. Is it permissible to extinguish on Shabbos a candle in front of a chole she'yesh bo sakana in order to allow him to sleep? So now, before he answered the question of are you allowed to extinguish a candle in front of a chol she'yesh bo sakana, which of course the answer is going to be that it's going to be mutter, but before he answered the question, he went off on a long agadic discourse, an agadic side point. So, pasach va'omar. So he began by asking the following couple of questions, which seem to have nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but they're very, very interesting hashkafic questions, which are very important. Stam. Pasach v'amar. Ant Shlomo, on chachmascha, on suchla, suchla sanusach. So, as if Shlomo HaMelech was standing in front of him, he said, you, Shlomo HaMelech, where did your wisdom go? On chachma, on suchla nusach? Lo dayach shedvarech asosin divrei David avicha. It's not enough that your words, Shlomo HaMelech, contradict your father, David. It's not enough of that. Your words contradict your very own words. Not only are your words contradicting David HaMelech, your father, but your words are contradicting your own words as well. Namely what? David Avicha Amar Lo HaMesim Yehaleluka. David, your father, David HaMelech, said the words, Lo HaMesim Yehaleluka, that once a person dies, he can no longer praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see from here that once you're dead, you're on a lower level in terms of the ability to praise. Va'at Amris, so that's what your father David said in Tehillim. Lo HaMesim Yehaleluka, V'lo Kol Yordei Duma. And yet you in Koheles, when you wrote the book of Koheles, Vad Amris, Vishabech Anias HaMesim Shekvar Mesu. I am praising that the people who already died, they're on a higher madriga, they're in a better position. So which is more chashuv? Is the mace more chashuv, or is the live person more chashuv? So in Tehillim, David HaMelech writes that a mace is not chashuv, and in Koheles, you write that a mace is chashuv. Not only are you against your father David, but you contradict yourself. What's the contradict yourself? Because elsewhere, in Koheles you write, V'chazarta v'amarta, and then in Koheles you also write, Ki lekelev chai hu tov min ha'ariya meis, that a live dog is better than a dead lion. So again, you're saying that to be alive is better than to be dead. So why are you telling me, first you say, V'shabeach anias ha'meisim shekvar meisim, you're telling me that to be dead is better. And then you tell me that a live dog is better than a dead lion. So it's better to be alive, even if you're a dog, than to be a lion, than to be dead. So which is better? Is it better to be alive or to be dead? So Rav Tanchem himself, after asking this question, gives you the answer. Says Rav Tanchem, Loi kasha, ha de amar David lo hamesim yehaleluka. This that David HaMelech said that being dead is not good. Hachi kamar. A person should engage in as much Torah study and as much mitzvah performance while he's alive. Once he's dead, he can no longer learn Torah and he can no longer perform mitzvahs. You're no longer chayv in mitzvahs, so you can't grow anymore. You can't grow anymore once you're dead, that you can't develop and grow anymore on your own. Ve'ein l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shevach bo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no, you can't serve him. Hanan the Rabbi Yochanan, Maidich Siv, Pasuk and Tillim. Ba Mesim Chavshi. What's meant by the Pasuk, Ba Mesim Chavshi? That once you're dead, you're free. Kevin Shemes Adam Nasa Chavshi Mena Torah Mena Mitzvos. Once a person dies, he's batel from Torah and Mitzvos. So, Chorah, this is obvious, no? Obviously, once you're dead, you're not chayv in mitzvahs anymore. So some say, Marasha writes, that the Kavanah here is that you might have thought even mitzvahs that are shayach in the kever, like not to bury a mace in Kilayim, still, you're not mitzvah v'lach harmoso. You can't bury him in shatnez. And some say, right, because that's for tchias ha-mesim. It's not because that a mace is mitzvah on Kilayim. Rather, it's because there's going to be tchias ha-mesim. All the mesim are going to get up, and you're going to need to wear the begadim. But anyway, so b'mesim chavshi. So that's David HaMelech meant, that a person should always engage in Torah mitzvahs before he dies, right? That's why, lo ha-mesim yahalalu ka. So what did he mean when the Pasuk said that to be dead is good, that to be dead is better than to be alive? That's talking about tzaddikim. That tzaddikim b'misasam kruyim chayim. He's praising the tzaddikim who were osek during their lifetimes in Torah and mitzvos. They're even greater than the tzaddikim that are currently living. Shegdolim tzaddikim b'misasam, even more than when they're alive. What do you mean? Shekshechatu Yisrael b'midbar, amad Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar, kama tfilos l'tachnunim alav. When Klal Yisrael sinned in the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu davened all these tfilos that they should be forgiven. V'loy nene. Hashem didn't want to forgive them. But when he said, u'kshamar zachor l'avram l'yisak l'Yisrael avadecha, remember Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their merit, miyad nene. So right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. So you see, v'lo yofa amar Shlomo v'shabech anis ha-mesum shekvar mesu. So you see, sometimes the zechusim of the tzaddikim who passed away are greater than the zechusim than the tzaddikim who are alive. Davar acher, furthermore, min hagu shalola, melech basav adam goes exera, safik mekai minosa, safik ein mekai minosa. When a melech basav adam makes a decree, we don't know whether people are going to listen to him or not. Vim tim tzalom in mekai minosa, b'chai mekai minosa, b'mosa ein mekai minosa. And even if they are going to be mekai only while he's alive, but once he's dead, no, they're not going to listen to him. V'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu gozar kam egzeros, v'tikin kam etakonis, v'kelmasim la'olam, ula'ome olamim. But Moshe Rabbeinu, even after he died, the tzaddikim, the things that they taught us, they keep on living. Even after they died, more and more and more and more people keep on listening to them. So that there's a chusim keep on accruing. So therefore, someone when he's alive, you don't know where they're going to listen to you. But a Talmid Chacham, a tzaddik, after he dies, and he added all these divrei Torah, and all these chidushei Torah, and all these decrees, all the chachamim from all the generations, they add all these things, and people keep on being mekayim them, even after they're dead. So v'lo yafa amar Shlomo v'shabeach ani es ha-mesim. So that's why, in some senses, the tzaddikim who are dead have even more merit than the tzaddikim who are alive. Like the gzeiros of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're mekuyim, even today, people keep on adding more and more and more and more people. Davar achar, another pshat v'shabeach ani es ha-mesim. Kid Rav Yudah Marav. Davar Yudah Marav, maidich siv, asei mi os l'tova v'yiru sonai v'ev oshu. Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, mechol yal oso avam. David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive me for the sin of Bathsheba. Amar lo, macholach. Hashem said, I forgive you for the sin of Bathsheba. Amar lo, asei mi os, make for me a sign that people will know that you were mochol me. Apparently, the Marsha writes that David's enemies were embarrassing him berabim when he was alive on the Ma'aseh of Bathsheba. So David HaMelech asked for a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be forgiven. Amar lo, b'chayecha eini modia. While you're alive, I'm not going to give you a simon. B'chaye Shlomo bincha eini modia. However, in the life of time of your son, I'm going to give you a sign that you're forgiven. And what was that sign? Shekshabana Shlomo is beis hamikdash, bikish lahachnas aron lebeis kachay hakadoshim, davku she'arim zeh bazeh. apparently there were gates to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Moshe Feinstein writes, and he goes, you see from this Gemara over here, usually we didn't ever know that, but apparently the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim slammed shut. Zeh bazeh, Amish Shlomo, Esem v'arba renonos, v'lo nenes. So Shlomo Melch Davin 24, it says in his tefillah over there, it says the word rina and tefillah, tchina, 24 times. Hashem didn't answer. Pasach v'amar susha, v'amar sheikh min asa pischei olam, v'yamar melech hakavod, ra d'basri l'mivlei. So the gates ran after Shlomo to swallow him up, because they thought he was talking about melech hakavod, about himself. Amru, miuze melech hakavod. You think you're such a melech hakavod, amru lehu. Hashem izuz v'gibar. But the gates still didn't open. Chazar v'amar, susha v'amar sheikh min asa pischei olam, v'yamar melech hakavod, miuze melech hakavod, Hashem tzavakos. Who melech would sell if alone nana, still the gates wouldn't open. Kevin Sha Amar, Hashem Elokim, Al Toshe Penemishi Checha, Zichra Lechazde, David Avdecha, remember the chesed of David Amelech? Miyad nana. Then the gates opened, and the Aaron was able to go into the Beis HaMikdash when he talked about the Zchus of David. Ba'isa Shah, Nevchu Pene Kol Sone David. At that time, all those who were making fun of David, so their faces turned white. Kishulei Kedera, or their faces turned dark, I should say, like the bottom of a burnt pot. V'yodu kolav v'chol yisrael shemachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu al osa av, and everybody learned that David HaMelech got forgiveness. V'lo yafa m'shlom m'shabeach nis ha-mesim shekvar mesu. So you see that the zchus of the dead, King David, was stronger than the zchus of any of the live people at that time. V'ayim ha-dichsev, v'ayom ha-shmini shilach ha-salam v'ayvaruch ha-samelech v'ayichul ha-leim smechim v'tov ha-leiv. They went back to their wives. So it was a good thing happened in Malach HaMalach after the party for the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. They were all happy. While they happy, they went home and their wives weren't nidas. That was one source of happiness. And Shematzun Hashem B'Tahara, Smechim, Shenenim Yizev Ashchina, they had benefited from the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the fire came down on the Mizbeach, that they all saw miracles. V'tove leiv, shenis abru neshosem shkol echad ve'echad, each of their wives got pregnant, v'yolda zachar, and gave birth to a boy, al kol ha'tova shashem l'david avdo, o yisrael amal david avdo, shemachal lo al oso avon, that Hashem forgave David for Bathsheba, lo yisrael amal da'achlu avon, de yom ha'kippurim. And also was mochel to them the avera that they all ate on Yom Kippur. There were 14 days of partying from, and they even ate on Yom Kippur that year because of Chanukah Sabayis. Why they need mechila? What do you mean? It was the Navi said they're supposed to eat. So mashayich inim mechila. Shlomo Beis Din and Sanhedrin Paskin that they don't fast Yom Kippur that year because of the party of the Beis Hamikdash, because the chiv of simcha. Everybody ate based on that psak, and the baskol said that they got schar in that achila, like the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan. It was a mitzvah, so what? There was no sin. What do you mean mechila? So the Marsha says, Shahol v'yom ha-kippurim nidche rak machmas mitzvah ha-simcha. It's not nidche mipnei achila she'en l'shei mitzvah. V'achila kazeh, so everybody was choishish. Maybe they ate shalol l'shei mitzvah. Maybe they ate l'kavod mayin boich, and they didn't eat l'kavod the mitzvah, they were afraid that maybe while they were eating, they had episode wrong kavana. So they need mechila. That's where Moshe Feinstein writes in Dibra. I said it was the Marsha, it's not. Dibra's Moshe. Moshe Feinstein writes like that, that even though they were allowed to eat, but they were choshish, maybe some of the eating was shalom l'shem mitzvah. Wow. Okay. Udukama Shlomo. Kilakelev chai utov min ha'ari ha'meis. What did Shlomo mean over there a live dog is better than a dead lion? What did he mean? Could Rav Yehuda Marav? Rav Yehuda Marav, my dichsev, hodien Hashem kitzi. David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell me my end. Umidas yomai mahi, eido ma chodel ani. I want to know when I'm going to die. David HaMelech asked, I want to know when I'm going to die. Omar David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, hodien Hashem kitzi. Or tell me all that's going to happen to me in the future. No, we don't tell people what's going to happen to them in the future. Sorry, can't tell you. Tell me how long I'm going to live. Tell me how many years I'm going to live for. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gzeira Yimin Fana She'im Odi Yimin Es Yom Shaladim. Sorry, nobody gets to know that. You can't know how long you're going to live. Wouldn't that be nice to know? It would save a lot of anxiety. Or maybe it would create anxiety. I don't know what it would save anxiety and create anxiety. But you, apparently you're not allowed to know that. Gzeira Yimin Fana She'im Odi Yimin Es Yom Shaladim. So continue David to ask, Ve'edah Mochad Al Ani. I want to tell me at least to know what day of the week I'm going to die. Amalo b'Shabbos Tammuz. So that he was willing to tell him. I'll tell you what day of the week. You're going to die on Shabbos. Ask David, Amos b'Echad b'Shabbos Hashem, please let me die on a Sunday. This way people will be able to be maspid me. Amalo, or they'll be able to deal with my burial. Amalo, Kfar higia malchus shlomo bincha. Ve'ein malchus nogas b'chaverta afilu kimolo nima. Sorry, you got to end the Malchus on the right day because your Malchus ends, Shlomo Malchus is going to take over for you and you can't change the decree of the Malchus. So he said, almost Erev Shabbos, Amalo, Ki tov yom b'chatzei rechem elef. It's a Pella, he has to daven early. He has to die early. What do you mean? One day of Torah Mitzvahs, one day of your serving me, Hashem says to David, is worth to me more than 1,000 carbon olas that your son Shlomo is going to bring. Tovli, Yom Echad Shata Yoshev Osik Batorah Me Elif Olos Shasit Shlomo Bin Chalakul Fanagabe Hamizbeach. One day of your Torah learning is worth more than 1,000 carbon olas that your son Shlomo is going to bring on the Mizbeach. You see that the Torah is as valuable as carbonos. So, call Yom Ed Shabbos. So, from that time on, every single Shabbos, Havi Yosef Vigaris Kul Yom, David HaMelech would sit and learn every single second of Shabbos. So the Malach HaMavis wouldn't be able to get him. Ahu yom with the Baal HaMelech Nafshi, and that day he was supposed to die. Come Malach HaMavis kameh v'lo yachile. The Malach HaMavis came, was trying to kill him, couldn't kill him. The Lahav Pasuk Pumi Megirsa. He didn't stop learning for a second. Omar my Avile, so the Malach HaMavis said, what am I going to do to kill him? Havile Bustana Achori Beise, there was a orchard behind David HaMelech's house. Asa Malach HaMavis, Salik Ubachish Bilani, he climbed up the tree and was shaking the trees. Nafak lemechse, so David HaMelech went out to see what was all the noise going on in the trees. Havasol b'dag, he was climbing up, but he was learning the whole time, even while he was walking. He was walking up the ladder to go up into the trees to see what was going on up there. Ifchis dagami to say, so one of the rungs of the ladder, I guess the Malach HaMavis had arranged that one of them would be weak. Ishtik, so he fell off the ladder and he stopped learning for a second. The Malach HaMavis chapdim v'noch nafshe. And he died. Shalach Shlomo lebe Midrash. So Shlomo HaMelech sent two shilas to the base Midrash. Abba Meis Mumutal Bechama. He's out there in the sun. I can't move him. He's Mukta. Uklavim shall base Abba Re'evim. And the dogs are hungry. Ma'ese. What should I do to take my father out of the sun and to feed the dogs? Shalchule Chatoch Nevela. Cut a piece of nevela v'hanach lefnei haklovim and feed it to the dogs. V'avich hanach lef kikarotino kutaltalo. And your father, place a loaf of bread or a baby on top of him and you'll be allowed to carry him, agav, the loaf of bread and the baby. That once you're allowed to carry them, you're allowed to carry him. V'lo yafa amar shlomo ki lekel el chai hu tov min ha'ari hameis. So you see, for a dog, they allowed him to be metaltel nevela, without a shinui. But yet, the dead King David was mukta, so to feed a dog, you're allowed to carry. But you're allowed to be metaltel mukta. But to be metaltel David HaMelech, you can only do it via a loaf, because he himself is mukta. So for a dead, for a live dog, you're allowed to be metaltel mukta. But for a dead King David HaMelech, you wouldn't be allowed to metaltel a muktzah. So you see that a live dog is better than the Aryeh, the King David. So now, what about the question that he asked him? What about the question about are you allowed to extinguish a flame for a sick person? Ula'inyan she'ela, by the way, ula'inyan she'ela shina kadamchon, ner kruya ner, v'nishmasa shel adam kruya ner, Mutav tichbe ner shel basav adam b'fnei neru shel kodesh baruch hu. So you're allowed to extinguish a fire to save a ner, to save a human being who's a ner, Hashem nishmas adam. Amar Yehuda Reider Shmuel Bashesh made the Rav. While we're on the subject, Bikju Chacham Ligno Sefer Koheles. The rabbis wanted to be Gones Koheles because it had contradictions. They felt there was apikarsis. There was not correct Torah Hashkafas in Koheles. They should dvarv Sosin Zeze. There are contradictions in Koheles itself. Mipnei Malo Gonzu. Why didn't they bury it? Mipnei Shetchilasa Devei Torah. The Sofer Devei Torah. So it must be that it starts with Torah and ends with Torah. So it must be that even the middle, there have to be answers to the contradictions. Tchilasa Devei Torah. Tchiv Ma Yisrael La'adam B'cholam Hashiyam Tachas Hashemesh. What are you going to get from all the Gashmias? What are you going to get? Koheles begins by saying, all this work that you're doing, all this money you're making, what's it going to be worth? You're not going to take it with you to the grave. What are we spending so much time trying to make more and more and more and more and more money? Ma Yisrael Nam B'chol Hashiyam Tachas Hashemesh. Va'amri Devei Rebbe Yanai. Tachas Hashemesh. Hu De'in Lo. But Kodem Hashemesh. Yesh Lo. But Torah, which was written, which was created before the world, before the light of the sun, before the world, all your avoda in Torah, that's going to last with you forever. That's worth something. Sof de Torah d'siv. How does it end the Torah? Sof davar kol nishma. At the end of everything, after the whole world is done, es elokim yirav es mitzvah sav shemar ki zeh kol adam. So that's really what life's about: Torah and mitzvahs. That's going to last. Sof davar, after it's all over. So you see, Koheles begins and ends with Devei Torah. Mai ki zeh kol ha'adam, Amar Rabbi Elazar kol ha'olam kula lo nivra ela b'shvil zeh. The whole world was created for a yirei shamayim and a shomer mitzvahs. That's sof davar kol nishma. The whole world was created for a yirei shamayim and shomer mitzvahs. Rabbi Abba kana Amar shokol zeh connected kol ha'olam kula. Rabbi Abba says this person is sof davar kol nishma. This person is worth the whole rest of the world who aren't engaged in Torah mitzvahs. A person who is engaged in Torah mitzvahs is connected to the whole rest of the world. Shim ben Azam, Ramalim, Shim ben Zoma, Omer, Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kulo, Ela Letzeves Lezeh. The whole world was created to be Mishamish, this person. Umay Devar of Sosin Zeh, what are the steers in Koheles? Ksiv Tov, Kas, Mischok. Anger is better than Schok. Sounds like laughter is not so good. Uksiv l'schok amarti mahalol, and then another pasuk says laughter is good. Uksiv shibachti niyasas simcha. Simcha is good. Uksiv l'simcha mazosa. Simcha is no good. It's worthless. Like kasha. Tov kas mischok. Tov kas shkosh kodesh baruch hu al tzadikim b'olam hazeh. The anger that Hashem gets at tzadikim in this world is great. Mischok shemisrach kodesh baruch hu al rishayim b'olam hazeh. From the good that happens to bad people. So like the Gemara says elsewhere, because it's good for the tzaddikim to get bad in this world, because then they get all that punishment in this world, so that they get all the reward, they get it all out in this world, so that in the next world they get all the reward. And it's good that Rishayim get good stuff in this world, so that they get it in the next world. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about that. Daf Mem. Ulushok amarti malos, tzaddikim b'olam haba. And the schok that's good is the schok from the tzaddikim in the next world. V'shibachti nisa simcha zu simcha shel mitzvah, like the simcha by a chasana to be m'sameh chasen v'kala, Rashi says. There are many mitzvahs where the mitzvah itself is simcha. Simchas yantiv is coming up, Abba Aleinu. Simchas beis ha-shoever, Moshe Feinstein is. Others say, no, every mitzvah, not just those mitzvahs, talking about every mitzvah has simcha. But the simcha that's worthless, that's the simcha that has no religious purpose to it. This comes to teach you. The shechina is not, that's why the Maharal writes in this Gemara, that when a person davens, he's not allowed to be sad. Even if you're davening for somebody who's sick, you're not allowed to be sad. She'ein shechina shor lo mitoch atzvos. The Shechina does not show on a person when he's sad, v'lo mitoch atzlus, and not when he's lazy, v'lo mitoch schok, and not just stop joking around, v'lo mitoch kalas rosh, which is late sanus, v'lo mitoch sicha betela, right, not for sicha of nothingness, v'lo mitoch dvarim betelim, elo mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. The Shechina's shora when you're involved in the simcha shel mitzvah. Shenei Amar, like it says by Elisha, when Yehoram and Yehoshaphat came to him when they were going to fight with Moab. And Elisha got upset with Yehoram that he was sinning. So he couldn't talk to him. So he said, he needed to be put in a good mood so that he can have nevuah, because he had to hear the music so that he could have simcha. This was a simcha shel mitzvah because he wanted it for the sake of nevuah. So therefore, you see that the shechina is only shora mitok simcha. Amar Rav Yehuda v'chein l'dvar halacha. Similarly, when you want to come to learn halacha, you got to be in a good mood to learn halacha, because the shechina is not going to be shora on you. You're not going to be able to daven. You're not going to be able to learn if you're not in a matzav of simcha. Amar Rav v'chein l'chalom tov. If you go to sleep when you're besimcha, you'll have good dreams. Asks the Gemara, Inni, is this really so? That you have to be in a state of simcha before learning halacha, before davening? Any time Chacham was learning and he's not in awe and fear. You're supposed to be in awe and fear when you're learning. Tichvena. So you're going to get burnt. Shenemar, Sifsosav Shoshanim, Notvos, moreover. When you learn, you're supposed to be in fear. What do you mean you're supposed to be besimcha when you're learning? Loikasha. Haba rabba haba talmud. The Rebbe is supposed to be besimcha. The Talmud is supposed to be in fear. V'ibay sema haba haba rabba. No, they're both talking about the Rebbe. Loikasha. Ha mikami deliftach. Before you start learning, you should be besimcha. V'ha levasa de pasach. But once you get into the learning, you should be in awe. Because Torah study is learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we know. Kiha de rabba, like the famous story of Rabba Mekami de Pasuk Lul Rabbanim, before you start the shir, Amar Milsa de Bedichusa. He used to say a joke before you would start the shir to put everybody in good mood. Because once everybody's in a good mood, when they start the learning, Ubadche Rabbanim, the rabbis would laugh. Lesof, but in the middle of the shir, he was fired. Yosef Beimsa, Upasach Beshmaita. So then he was fired. There was Ema Beira Bereses of Isaiah during the shir. The Af Sefer Mishlei Bikshu Lignos, they also wanted to throw away Sefer Mishlei. She Dvarv Sosin Zaseh, because they were contradictions in Mishlei as well. They Malo Gonzu, why didn't they throw it away? Amri Sefer Koheles, Lavaninu Ashkinu Taimach, and Ami Lainin. Once Koheles, we answered up all the steerers, so probably Mishlei, we can answer up the steerers also. Same author. Umay Dvarv Sosin Zaseh, what are the steerers? The Mishlei Ksiv, Al Tank Sil Kivalto. Don't answer a fool when he asks you a foolish question. Uksiv, ani ksil bivat. That sounds like a pretty big contradiction. You should answer him. Like Asha. Haba divrei Torah, when the fool asks you about divrei Torah, haba milei da'ama, it's a divrei Torah, you answer him. Because you don't want the divrei Torah to look foolish. But if he asks you a stupid question in milei da'ama, don't answer him. Kiadu dasal kami the Rebbe amalei ishtecha ishti. Guy comes to Rebbe and says, by the way, you should know, your wife was mezana with me. So you should know your kids really came from me. So Rabbi answered, maybe you want to drink a cup of wine with me. Shasa upake. He drank a cup of wine and he died because he was motzi laz on Rabbi. So your mother is my wife. And you really came from me. You want to drink with me? Shasa upake. I drank a cup of wine. And he died. Amar Rabbi Chia, Ahanyale Tzilusa LeRabbi Delo LeShavi B'nei Mamzeri. So Rabbi's tefillah worked that my kids shouldn't be considered mamzerin. The Rabbi Kiavim Matzli Amar, when Rabbi davened, when Rabbi would finish his silent Shmon Esrei, he would say the following tefillah. We say, Yotzum Fenech Hashem Lakin Shetatzleni Yom Me'aze Panim U'Me'azus Panim. Save me from chutzpahdik people, and from my own chutzpah, or that I shouldn't be considered a mamzer, because a mamzer is considered to be an azpanim. But divrei Torah mahi. So when are you supposed to answer exil in divrei Torah? What's an example of that? Kiyad Yosef Ram Gamliel v'kadarish. Ram Gamliel was dashing. Asida isha shetele b'chol yom. In the times of Mashiach, women are going to give birth every day. They would get pregnant and give birth all in the same day. I thought things aren't going to change Bizman Mashiach the Teva, then science is not going to change. Amalo bovarech dugmasin baolam hazeh nafak achvele tarnagolus. He says it's not going to change. That already happens nowadays with the chicken. They lay eggs every day. So he wanted to answer him. You shouldn't think the divrei Torah are foolish. The suyazim gamli v'kadosh asidim ilanos shemotzim peres b'chal yom. The trees are gonna give fruit every day. Shenemar v'nasa anaf v'asa peri ma anaf b'chal yom. Just like branches grow every day, af pri b'chal yom. The fruit are gonna grow every day. Ligle levo satam v'amar v'aksiv ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh. Amar lo. I'll show you, it's happening in this world already. He showed him the tzlaf, that every single day produces more fruit. Eretz Yisrael is going to produce bread. Bread is going to go on trees with clay melas and silk garments every day. Pasgad, every day there's going to be tvua, there's going to be bread. What do you mean? That's not the way it is now. He showed him mushrooms that grow every single day, like a loaf, huge, like a loaf that grow. And what about the silk? He showed him a certain plant that mamish grows like a whole silk thing every single day. Gentlemen, there was obviously a lot more to say, but in the interest of time, we cut it down, but the bottom line is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's a good Simcha. If you want a Kaddish Baruch Hu to be shown, it should be Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day. We will stop here. I wish you have a safe, healthy, wonderful day.